It's been a long time since I have spoken at an FFA banquet, too. 25 years ago tonight, I had the privilege of standing up here as president, and that's been a few days ago. I am Jody's little sister, which has been a running joke my entire life, a name I tried to outrun through my FFA career, but tonight I'm happy to be up here as Jody's little sister. So Mr. P. Poole became my ag teacher my junior year of high school. Just so happened I was in a landscaping class, which if you have seen my landscape, or sometimes his landscape, something we don't take real serious. Also, just so happened this landscaping class had Lucy Oliver Kyler in it, who was my childhood best friend who had spent many, many hours at our house growing up. Class also happened to fall right after pre-calculus with Miss Roberts. And I'm sure Miss Roberts can attest I needed a mental break after that class, and I landed with Jody in landscaping. I talked to Lucy a little bit earlier tonight, and I said, "Do you remember the only thing we learned in that class?" She said, "The most perfect landscape is an untouched landscape." And I think that was the only thing that was shared in that class about landscaping. But he became a pre-calculus tutor and an AP chemistry tutor in that class. When Ms. Nolcox reached out to me about doing this, she asked me to do this as his first student who had a few accomplishments in FFA. But the funny thing about it, my relationship with Jody and FFA did not begin my junior year of high school. My admiration of Jody started when I was about 10 years old, and he started igniting that flame in me. I wanted to do this. I wanted to be in FFA. It just so happened he was receiving his state FFA degree, and our parents allowed me to tag along to that convention. They had no idea what would happen that night, but he won the state FFA extemporaneous public speaking contest. And as a 10-year-old, that trophy looked like it was 10 feet tall. I had no idea what it was, but I thought, man, that's cool. I want to do that. Well, it just so happened the following year, Mom and Dad let me tag along again, and he was elected state FFA president. People rushed to the stage to congratulate him. It was like he had become a celebrity. Oh, man, that's cool. I want to do that one day. He had lit that fire in me as a 10 and 11-year-old, and I watched him. I watched how he influenced people. I watched how he was making his dreams come true and getting to make all of these connections. Well, just so happens when he came in my junior year of high school, I still had those goals. I still had those dreams. And unfortunately for him, our bedrooms were right across the hall from each other. I was not his 8-to-3 problem. I was his 24-hour-a-day problem. The truck Alan talked about earlier, I rode in it the first day of my junior year of high school because it was way cooler than my 1990 Ford Probe that I drove. So we were together at school. I rode with him. We sat at the dinner table together, and we bedrooms were across the hall from each other. He started pushing me at that time. Like I said, he won the state extemporaneous public speaking contest, and I wanted no part of that. I was a prepared speaker, but I'd not been very successful with it. He convinced me, he said, "If you do this, I will help you and you will succeed." And I'm not really sure how he managed to get me to buy into that, but he did. He worked with me, he asked me questions, he helped me write speeches, and I did win. I was his first state speaking winner. It was because he helped me prepare, but looking back, it was not about the contest. He was giving me the courage to step out of my safety zone, try something new, and succeed. Another first that I had with Jody, or as his student, I was his first state FFA officer. It was a big goal I had, a big dream, but something I wanted to do that my big brother did. So again, day in, day out, we worked on mock interview questions. He would give me feedback. Sometimes the feedback would be maybe some sibling love of, "That's stupid, why'd you say that? You can do better than that." Or, "Be yourself, don't be fake." One thing I'll never forget was the night before they announced the officers. And it had been a long week. I know there are a few people in the audience who've gone through that process. You spend a day through interviews, and then you work the rest of the week as an usher. You're exhausted. I was nervous and I couldn't sleep, so I went down to his room. Like, man, I don't know. I've worked hard this week. I don't know what's going to happen. And one thing they do, the new state president has to give an address. He looked at me and said, "Well, have you thought about what you're going to do if you're elected president?" Like, "No, I don't know. I would love that, but I don't think I was good enough to do that." I'll never forget what he told me. He said, "You need to have something in mind, and don't forget to recognize the candidates whose names weren't called." He knew what was going to happen the next day. He knew I was going to reach that dream of being elected state FFA president, and he wanted me to be prepared. But the big thing, I look back on that as an adult, you wanted me to remember that you do not succeed alone and you do not fail alone. And that's something that I have taken through life, to always remember, to remember the people surrounding you. Jody, I love you. I'm proud of you. Thank you for pushing me to be the best that I could be. For the numerous people tonight that sat in this room who have reached their goals, who've stepped out of their comfort zone, who you've made an impact that will greater impact the world. Wish you the best of luck in your retirement. I know Farrah does have a honey-do list for you. I could use a load of gravel and some electrical work on my basement lights if you get bored. Congratulations on a wonderful career and a night of celebration well deserved.